Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel, we learn about the halachas of, or the concept of the bracha of Borei Merei HaEish. We say every single Motzei Shabbos, and the Gemara tells us we say the bracha because Hol V'Tchilas Briyasahu. That was the birthday, that is the birthday of the creation of fire. The Medrash tells us how Adam Rishon had moved, rubbed two rocks together, and he created a spark and he created fire. So to celebrate this every single week on Motzei Shabbos, we say the bracha of Borei Merei HaEish. Tosas there asks an interesting question. He wants to know, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Yosef, Lama Ein Mevarchen B'chol Shah Shinena Mimenu. How come we don't say a bracha every single time one sees fire? You turn on the electricity, or maybe I just stop turning on the fire, the fireplace, the stove top. Why don't we say a bracha? The Aser Lehanos Minha Olam Zebla Bracha. One is not allowed to derive Hana from this world without saying a bracha. So every moment we turn on the fire, we should say a bracha. Isn't the bracha of Borei Merei HaEish a birchas hanenen? To which Tosas answers, V'tirtz dehani mile kishagufo nehne. It's only true when the body actually gets hana. Aval shar hana lo. But another type of hana, a hana that one just sees but doesn't really digest, doesn't really take into the body. Smelling goes into the body. Eating goes into the body. But seeing doesn't go into the body, and therefore it doesn't qualify as a birchas hanenin. It's only a birchas hashevach. And that's the opinion of most Rishonim, that the bracha of Borei Merei HaEish is simply a birchas hashevach. Birchas hashevach. Now, even though the Gemara says that the fire has to be light enough where you could get hana, sheyei oso, the Gemara bracha says, where you should get hana to see the difference in your nails, the Dritva says you don't have to actually get hana, that's just a shear in how light has to be, where you could get shevach to the fire, that's in theory light enough to give hana, but that not you don't actually have to get hana from it, because it's not a birchas hanenin. That's the opinion of most Rishonim, but there is the opinion of the Sefer Mechtam, one of the Rishonim, he's found in Ari Psachim, the very end of Kuvvav. He says, no, it actually is a birchas hanenin. So why don't we say a bracha every single time? Because we're constantly getting hana from fire. It's never a hefsek. If a person says a bracha on a meal and he's constantly eating, you don't say another bracha each time you eat more and more. There has to be a hefsek. So since there's no real hefsek, he says, so we don't say a bracha. Only when Shabbos comes and there's 24 hours where we're not allowed to turn on fire, and then we turn the fire on, we light a match, then we say a bracha of birchas hanenin. So he assumes it's a bracha of birchas hanenin. That's a big machlokas. So what nafkamina is, at what point should a person look at their nails looking at getting hana from the fire? If it's a birchas hashevach, so birchas hashevach is always a response to seeing something. You see the rainbow, then you say the bracha. You see the lightning, you say the bracha afterwards. So according to this, that you assume to birchas hashevach, which again is the opinion of most Rishonim, you should first look at your nails and then say the bracha afterwards. But if it's a birchas hanenin, like the mechtam, you should first have to say the bracha and then look at your nails afterwards. So the truth is, many, many gedolim want to be machmer for both because it's a very easy thing to accomplish. So some, like I do in my house, I'll first look at my nails and then say the bracha. So it's going to be birchas hashevach. And then I look at it again afterwards because it might be a birchas hanenin. So I look at it twice. I look at it again once, bracha, and then a second time afterwards. So that's a chumrah that some like to do. But if one wants to just do one of them, it would seem that since most Rishonim hold it's a birchas hashevach, you should first look at your nails and then say the bracha afterwards.